We are recording.
Okay.
A quick question. Do I need to resign before so that we create the space? Or do I do wait until they have been appointed and then I resign?
Ron's gonna.
Yeah, I'll walk you through it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. On advice of counsel.
All right.
Okay, are we called to order?
And we're recording.
Okay, yeah, you're.
Okay, I thought I had to wait until, because I thought it was him.
That's a good point, so we didn't discuss that. Yes, call me in order, Dave.
It is October the 7th. The time is 1:04. We call to order the meeting of the LCRDA Board of Governors meeting. No, that's the wrong agenda.
Innovation Park.
Innovation Park TLH Inc. Board of Directors meeting. We have a quorum present. There are no guests. You're not a guest, are you? Yeah, so no guests available. There would be no public comment. At this time, the chair will ask that the draft meeting minutes of the August 1st be reviewed. If there are no omissions, changes, or whatever.
Can I skip the modifications to the agenda part?
Okay. Are there modifications to the agenda?
Yes, sir. There are modifications.
Oh, all right. Please proceed then.
So we have a couple of actions that need to happen first. Before we get to the approval of the draft meeting minutes, we need to announce first that the Leon County Research and Development Authority, under its powers in the bylaws, have appointed two new members to the directors to the Innovation Park TLH board. They are Kimberly Moore and Eric Holmes. At the same time, we recognize the resignation that was provided in writing by Kim Williams that was presented to the board. And at this time, we would entertain any other resignations from the board.
I don't know who I'm addressing this to, but to the board, in that my term now as chair of the Innovation Park Board has expired. It would be appropriate for me then to make room for the new chair to come into the position here, and so therefore I offer as my resignation to this body. Now, I'll call for a motion to approve my resignation. Is there a...
As well as the Kim Williams resignation.
As well as his, yeah. Is there a motion to approve the resignations?
So moved.
Second.
And second, is there any discussion regarding that? Hearing none, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed by like sign.
Okay. And now, at this point, before we get to the approval of the draft meeting minutes, I think it would probably be appropriate to go ahead and do the election of the officers. So we have a slate of three candidates. We have Kimberly Moore, Eric Holmes, and April Salter. April is not present, but she has agreed to continue to serve as Secretary Treasurer of Innovation Park TLH. We also have two open positions. We have the role of President and the role of Vice President of the organization, of the board. So at this point,
I'd like to move Eric Holmes in service as Vice Chair or Vice President of the IPT board.
Reciprocally, I'll move serve as President of the IPTLH board.
So we have a slate of three candidates at this point. So I guess there's no chair at this point. So.
No, and maybe we can follow the process that we've followed for LCRDA board meetings at times when we've opened up the floor for nominations for board of directors and officers, and I performed that function, I think.
Sure.
So I'd be happy to do that now. So it sounds like we heard a motion for Eric Holmes to continue on as vice chair, April as Secretary Treasurer, and Kimberly Moore as chair.
President.
And I heard a motion for each of those. Would there also be a second for, I'll just take that as a composite motion
I'll take it as a friendly amendment.
A friendly amendment, fair enough. Okay, thank you for a second. So then I would just ask for all those in favor to please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And anyone opposed?
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yay!
And now the meeting is officially over.
Okay, there we go.
So much fun first, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it was going to be that complicated. So now we're back to...
Number five.
Number five.
Okay, I have...
Just a question. I know I'm not on this board anymore, but instead of the
issue of
resignations, would it not be better just to have the term expired in the future?
Upon expiration of the,
that
person's position? I think that maybe eventually, but, well, let me take that back. I think that works now.
It'd be a bylaws issue.
It would be, and I think it works now, but I don't think it's contemplated, you know, from now until the end of time.
We need some flexibility, basically, I think. Because who knows what could happen in terms of people coming and going.
Okay.
There's probably a less clunky way to do what just happened, and I'm sure by next year we'll have that figured out.
Yes. It just came up, and I wasn't contemplating it, but yeah.
Okay, with that said, so we have the approval of the draft meeting minutes for August 1. Is there a motion for approval?
I so move.
Second. it's been probably motion and second the approval of the August 1, 2019 draft minutes. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposition? Motion carries. So item 7, approval of bank resolution.
So this is similar to what we saw at the LCRDA meeting. We need to authorize the changes to the bank resolution authorizing the new officers to execute powers of the board for banking and any other financial transactions.
Okay, based on the staff recommendation, move approval.
So moved.
Okay, it's been properly motioned and second. The approval of the bank resolution, all those in favor, acknowledge aye.
Aye.
Opposition? Motion carries. Is there any new business to be brought? No new business. We'll move to adjournment.
Thank you.
Good meeting.
Good meeting. You did it.
All right.
You are-